Hi, friends. This is Bram Floria with Compassion Radio, the radio voice for global mission. For almost 75 years now, you've generously enabled the ministry, projects, and vision of our founders, Wilbur and Norm Nelson. Today, we continue to need your support and prayers. In fact, we accomplish nothing without it. If you've ever been encouraged by this broadcast, if you've been challenged in your faith walk, if we've helped you to see the kingdom in a fresh, new way, if we've ever encouraged you to act in obedience, then we've accomplished our goal. Please help us continue to offer this timely and inspiring program here each day. Your gift is needed now more than ever. Contact us by phone, mail, or online, 1-800-868-2478 or P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, CompassionRadio.com. Thank you so much.
The following classic edition of Compassion Radio comes from our vast archive of program content. It originally aired in March of 2014.
On today's Compassion Radio.
Those radical Muslims, by the way, most of them, they are truth seekers. We need to show them the real truth, the one who said, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Hello and welcome to the radio journal that takes you to the far corners of the globe and back in only 26 minutes. We're glad to have you with us. Question for the day. Where is the heart of the Muslim world? We'd say wherever Jesus is. Why? Because he loves them with his life and is pursuing Muslims in ways that will amaze you. Now, two of our friends love Muslims more than most people we know, and they're on a lifelong mission to help us do the same. God brought them to us to help us love the Muslims that he loves and help lead them to a saving relationship with him. Really, it's not that complicated, folks, and in this two-part series, you'll gain a whole new perspective on how 21st century evangelism really works. Norm Nelson joins me on the road in Nashville, Tennessee, to reintroduce some very special friends to our Compassion Radio partners. Friends, we're sitting here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and we've had a chance today to catch up with some old friends. Last year, we spent some time around this table with Samia and Mike of Call of Love Ministries. We had a great time catching up about what God's doing internationally, but there's something very special about their ministry that I want our people to be made aware of during our conversation today, because they're doing something in the United States that not many people are doing. I wish more were. But they're doing an excellent job of it. I want them to describe what their mission is in America.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be back on your show. God is doing wonderful and amazing things through our ministry in America. The thing that I want to highlight in the beginning is that more people from our churches, more Christians, are having a change of heart and a change of attitude towards Muslims. And we've been praying for this for the past 10 years, that more Christians would be aware of the fact that not all Muslims are here to kill us, first. Goodness. And second, most Muslims don't know about Jesus. They live here, they've been living here, some of them, for 10, 15, 20 years, and no one has approached them and told them the true story of Jesus. Muslims think that Christianity equals Hollywood, but more Christians are being aware of the fact that we need to reach Muslims for Christ, and the only way we can reach them is through one-on-one relationships, building relationships with them and loving them.
Okay, and we all know that intellectually, that we reach them by meeting them and loving them.
Right.
And then we take that idea, we put it on the shelf because it seems too impossible, mm-hmm. or it's going to require me to go completely out of my culture to do it. What I heard last year is that that's not necessarily true, that there is a way, mm-hmm. there is a plan for mm-hmm. how to reach the Muslim community that's right in our midst. And we talk about the millions of Muslims that are already here that we're not paying attention to yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not treating them like they're a true mission field because mm-hmm. they just seem so different. It's so difficult to get our minds around the idea that there's a community in our midst that doesn't know Jesus, has never really
even had a connection with Jesus before,
yes,
but would be very open to it.
Yes.
We don't really believe yet, I think, that they're really open to us.
Not all of us do. There has started to be some groups in some churches, especially in bigger cities where Chicago, Detroit, New Jersey, New York, that are becoming aware of this. But mostly we try to avoid this subject. We try to avoid the Muslims in our neighborhood. And we say we don't want to offend them. We don't know enough about them. Or we have bitterness in our heart. We have fear maybe in our heart. We don't want to mess with this. So we try to avoid it. The other thing is sometimes we read a book about Islam, we get so excited about it. And as you said, we put it on our shelf and forget about it because life is busy and we don't have time to invest in that. But the good news is we don't have to learn a lot about Islam to reach our Muslim friend. So there are simple ways where we can reach them without really being scholars in Islam.
We cannot reach someone without practicing the love of Christ toward this person. Mm. So we need to make a good friendship with them. We say this in the seminar that even the Muslim people live in America for 20 years, still they consider themselves foreigners in a way.
Yes.
So they need someone to approach them. So we encourage our listeners to take the first step to get to know their Muslim neighbors and show them the love of Christ, unconditional love. And be aware also that they love to talk about religion. So they will not be offended if you will talk to them, if you will welcome them to the neighborhood, giving them some foods or, you know, any way of welcoming them, asking them, how can we help you and show the love of Christ?
Yeah, well, let's unpack that a little bit for you about what it means to actually feel loved as a foreigner. Okay, mm-hmm. The problem we have in America, I think, we don't even know how to talk about our faith with our own friends.
Yes.
The idea of talking about our faith or sharing things that are profoundly spiritual with others that seem so different from us seems really radical.
Mm-hmm.
I do want our people to be radicalized in this way. I want them to be radically loving.
Amen.
That's been our passion as a ministry, is to get them engaged in a way that they can't not love mm-hmm. others. And you have obviously shown that. You have some credibility for this, and I want to hear just a little snippet again about your story. Why do you have the authority to speak to this matter? What do you know about the Muslim world and Muslims in general that we don't?
I am from a Muslim country. Even I was born in a Christian family, so I thank the Lord for that. So I know exactly how the Muslim think, how the Muslim live. I read a lot about Islam, and my wife, she does the same. So we know how they think, what is the points that we can use as entrance for approaching them, opening the subject with them. As you said, those radical Muslims, by the way, most of them, they are truth seekers. We need to show them the real truth, the one who said, I am the truth, the way and the life.
The other thing I want to add is I lived in two Islamic countries for over 35 years. And Mike lived in one Islamic country, but he traveled all over the Muslim world as well in outreach and evangelism. We've been doing radio in Arabic to the Muslims since the 80s. That taught us a lot about Muslims because they would write letters, hundreds of letters. We've answered, we've helped them to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We helped them to overcome the stumbling stones that they have, the misconceptions about Christianity. So if you talk about credibility, it's not because we studied only about Islam, but we lived it.
Yes.
We know Muslims personally. We've led them to Christ. We've discipled them. We've gone all the trip with them. So we praise God for this privilege. It is so humbling.
You're making friends with organizations that have never had contact with the Muslim world at all.
Yes.
That's a marvelous thing.
Yes.
So back to the person now who has not got that credibility with their Muslim neighbors. Mm-hmm. I look at you and say, of course you can speak to a Muslim. You've lived in the country. You understand Arabic. You can write to them.
Yes.
And you're proficient in
yes,
that communication.
But not all Muslims are Arabs.
That's true.
Only 400 million of the 1.7 billion Muslims are Arabs. And this is a misconception
correct.
Most of us we have. You don't have to know Arabic to reach a Muslim. Most Muslims who live here speak very well English. The other thing we are not aware of is we have the truth, and we don't have to be scholars to express this truth or to reveal this truth to them. If we only share our testimony,
right.
How the Lord saved us, how we were also sinners who were desperate to be loved by a personal God, that is more than enough, because they've never heard about a loving God. If we only tell them that, you know, I have a personal relationship with my Heavenly Father, they've never heard this expression. If we tell them that we pray and our God listens to us and He answers our prayers, that is more than enough to trigger many questions and their interest. So what I'm saying is, just be natural and, Lord, what do you want me to share with this person? My testimony, how you answered my prayers yesterday about my son or about my daughter. These are the main things, and these are the simple things that we can start the journey with the Muslim.
Our number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And of course, our website is CompassionRadio.com. There you'll find not only how to give, but all the reasons why. Listen to a podcast of all of our recent programs. You can send a link to your friends or family, or even post it to Facebook. That's CompassionRadio.com. And now, back to the program.
What I'm saying is, just be natural. These are the simple things that we can start the journey with the Muslim.
You said something important earlier about the points of contact, the things that they actually would say, oh, I welcome that question or that interaction with you. And you said one of those is religion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in America, of course, our assumption is everyone is hostile religion unless they're already in it.
And so, it's a private matter.
Right. And we want to avoid that conflict at all costs.
Yes.
And you're saying that it's exactly the opposite with the Muslim world, that is a point of connection, of agreement,
right,
that we have that faith. If you were us and not having any experience with the Muslim world,
uh-huh,
maybe they're Iranians or speaking Farsi, maybe they're Arabic from Iraq or whatever.
Or Pakistani.
I'm just meeting them for the first time.
Uh-huh.
How do I connect with them?
You just say, hello, my name is John, or my name is Tracy, and what is your name? And she answers your name, he asks, so where are you from? Don't be afraid to ask them where are they from, because they expect this question. They can see it on your eyes that you're looking at them as foreigners. Don't feel that you will offend them. No, they will feel that you appreciate who they are. You are embracing who they are. Where are you from? When did you come here? Do you have your family here? How do you like life in America? Why did you come here to America? So I'm a true Christ follower. You don't say I'm a Christian, okay? You say I'm a true Christ follower, because when we say I'm a Christian, they think we're Christians, but we also are like Hollywood actors. So are you a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Christian? Don't feel that they will be offended. They would love it, because in the Islamic culture, Islam is not only the religion. It is the ideology, it is the political state, it is their culture, it's their everyday practices. So Islam will pop out in the first half hour of you meeting with them. Don't feel like, oh, I don't want to go to that area. No, embrace it. Ask them about their practices. So do you have a mosque you go to here? Do you pray 5 times a day? I know that Muslims pray 5 times a day. So they will have an opportunity to open up and tell you about their religion. And then, because they want to be polite, they will ask you about your faith. They will show interest. And that is a great door for us to share about Christ.
Is that a requirement of their hospitality,
yes,
or something?
To reciprocate. If you ask a question, they want to reciprocate and show interest as well.
Mike, I'd like to follow up on what Samia said about don't call yourself a Christian.
Right.
When Saddam Hussein was driven from power in Iraq,
right,
the bars and the liquor stores all opened. The Christians had freedom to do that in a way that they had never had before. Is that the way that Muslims in places like Iraq, is that how they see the word Christian?
Yeah, they imagine that all Christians drink till they are drunk. But yeah, of course, nothing forbid drinking in the Bible. But we want to tell them that everything is allowed, but not everything brings glory to God. So we are true Christ followers. Samia said before that the Muslim people, especially who come to America or to the Western world, they imagine that America equal Christianity, equal Hollywood, equal immoral.
Mm.
So we need to tell them that we are kind of household that don't watch, for example, a kind of world series in the TV, a thing that bring shame to Christ. We are conservative. We are people who love the Lord, and we go to church, we pray, we fast. Because they imagine that if you are Christian, you just live and drink and eat and go to work, and that's it.
And that's what Muslims are against in the Islamic world.
Right.
They say Christians, between parentheses or brackets, Christians bring corruption to our country, so we don't want them. That's why some Islamic countries are going back to be very, very conservative and blocking everything from Europe and from America. It's so sad to see this because we don't reflect what true Christianity is, the mainstream, not all of us, but the minority who are true Christ followers. We have a great responsibility and we have a big job.
But at the same time, when you mentioned Saddam Hussein, when the American army went to Iraq, millions of Bibles were distributed through the existence of the army there. So thank God that there are Christians who reflect the Lord and the Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are some people, they live, you know, corrupted life and they are not good example.
Would you also speak to the importance of relationships in the Muslim world and certainly in the Arab world? So often we think that we can just have a little formula to use to bring Muslims to faith in Christ. A friend of mine and I were talking about this the other day, as a matter of fact, and he was talking about relationship as something you do in order to get someone to believe in Christ. And my comment to him was, no, it has to be an authentic relationship, and it may take some time. We're not propagandists. We're sharing the gospel of Christ. But speak to that.
Relationships are very important, but real relationships, because I hear a lot of ministries doing friendship evangelism. The main thing for them is we're being friends with this Muslim so that we can reach them for Christ. When they convert, we send them to the church and we move on, something like that. And that's very dangerous. Muslims are very intelligent people, so they can see through us. They know if we're doing that or not. They know if we are being authentic as friends with them
because
or not.
Because what will happen if they will not accept the Lord? You will leave him and look for another fish. You see what I mean? But always Samia say in the seminar, please, this ministry needs patience and resistance, because Muslim, when you make friendship with them and start talking about religion or Christianity, and they will ask you questions. Sometimes they want to make you angry. Usually,
they test you in many ways.
I take things personally. I know that sitting behind trying to make them angry with me, but I look at them as victims and I need to help them. And I will help them no matter. I will help them as much as the time it takes. And if they will refuse the Christian things, I will not say, okay, I will see another person. No, this it will not work this way.
But there's another area that Satan wants us to fall into, is to befriend a Muslim for years without sharing the gospel with them. And that is also not right, because I heard one time a Muslim woman, she was a friend with an American woman for years. Sometime after several years, this Muslim was in a very difficult situation, and then the Christian woman started to share with her. When she became a Christian, this Muslim woman, she told her, why didn't you tell me before? You've been a friend to me for all these years, and I would wonder, why are you different? And you never shared this with me. Muslims are hungry, and they are yearning to be loved by their Creator, and if we don't share it with them, no one else is going to share. So don't waste time and years just befriending them until you feel it's the right moment. There's never a moment that's more right than today. They might die tomorrow. We might not be there tomorrow. Maybe the Holy Spirit would be working in their hearts today and they are ready. So we are not responsible for their reactions. We're only responsible for our part. And the Lord can do the rest.
Right. Giving them the good message, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest.
Yes.
We are not the Savior. The Savior is the Savior.
Yes.
Yeah.
The conclusion to this important interview with Michael and Samia is coming up tomorrow, so don't miss it.
He's given us a voice to tell His story. He's given us a reason to live.
Conquering the grave, He's taken sin away. Jesus gave us all He had to give.
mission is to pass the faith along. Carrying the flame, lifting high His name, the good news of the gospel is our song. Tell the good news, the love of God is in us. Tell the good news, Jesus is our life. To every corner of the earth, to everyone has heard, we will sing it, shout it, tell it to every man. God is worth the stand, tell the good news. Until we meet the Father in heaven,
His glory shining brighter than the sun, we have no other choice but to lift our voice and let the whole world know what God has done. Tell the good news, the love of God is in us. Tell the good news, Jesus is our light. To every corner of the earth, till everyone has heard, we will sing it, shout it, tell it to every man.
This month, we want you to become part of our vision team. If you haven't considered becoming a monthly partner before now, please do. A regular gift of any size is literally our loaves and fishes. Because we know that every time you give, you're praying for us and for God to multiply your gift. We've seen God do that very thing time after time. Now, if you're already a sustaining partner, thank you. You are the backbone of Compassion Radio. If God has blessed you this year, if He's growing your faith, please consider an extra faith-giving gift this year. Even $10 or $20 more a month would have a profound impact on our vision, plans, and outreach in the next 12 months and the amazing stories of faith that we can bring to you. If you can start or continue this year as a Vision Team monthly partner of $25 or more, we'd love to send you a special inspiring gift, a new CD from the group Selah entitled Unbreakable. This powerful new collection is by one of Christian music's most inspiring gospel trios. They have deep mission roots, and it shows in all they do. Again, this is a special gift for new and returning Compassion Radio Vision Team sustaining partners. Just mention when you call, and we'll send it to you in CD or digital format. Your choice. For a one-time love gift of $15 or more, we also have another wonderful premium. It's a Mother's Day-themed devotional booklet. Get one for yourself and one for your mom, or your daughter and daughter-in-law, too. Friends, the time is right, and the field is ripe.
Hi, I'm Sandy Floria. For the past 20 years, Compassion Radio has been a part of our family in some fashion. You see, when Bram took the position as web developer in 97 and then producer 10 years later, it was never just a job. It was a ministry our family believed in. It wasn't just the statement of faith or even the set of values. It's a compassionate mission. At Compassion Radio, we seek to be the hands and voice of Christ's compassion, serving those who suffer the most, wherever faith costs the most, and then we bring the stories to you. Proverbs 14:31 says, "Those who help the poor honor God." Won't you help us continue this mission? Will you give compassionately? Please contact us today by phone, mail, or online. 800-868-2478. P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859, or CompassionRadio.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy, and thanks for sharing a bit of that Floria family history that I wasn't aware of. Friend, as we wind down for today, this reminder, Compassion Radio is a ministry supported solely by those who receive a blessing from it. So if you've been encouraged today, would you encourage us with your gift of support? It would be so helpful right now. You can reach us by calling toll-free 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online right where you'd expect, CompassionRadio.com. And as we mentioned earlier, if you're blessed by this broadcast, please consider becoming part of our vision team at Compassion Radio. Your monthly partnership is literally what keeps this ministry on the air on your local radio station. Thanks so much for your ongoing prayers and sacrificial gifts. That toll-free number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale, and we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.